Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Need your help, Kelly. What do I get my ex-wife, if anything, for her 40th birthday this week?
Oh, that's a big one. And you guys are not, I mean, you're close. You're good co-parents. I would definitely get her something.
Yeah, I haven't got her something previous birthdays, and she's not a big birthday person.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if it's appropriate to get your ex-wife something, but she is the mother of my child, and we are getting along very, very well right now, and it is a big birthday. I just don't know what to get.
I mean, if anything, you could also get her something and sign it from Ollie. She's going to know that it's from you. So I don't know. Is there something that she likes? She's in Wisconsin, right?
She's in Wisconsin.
So I don't know. Is there a, you know, food place she likes to eat at, or even a spa that she likes to go to?
Spa's a good idea, I think, because she needs a break sometimes being a full-time single mom. I originally thought of getting like nice flowers sent to her, and I didn't want my son getting the wrong impression.
Right.
Could that have done that?
That can get misconstrued. I see that. Or what about even the next time her and Ollie come out here, get her a gift card to some spa out here, and you're going to have him so she has a built-in babysitter so she can actually, like, take a day and relax.
I like that idea.
Because even if you get her a gift card in Wisconsin, she still has to find a babysitter.
I like that idea. This is why I ask you those questions. It's not inappropriate to get your ex-wife a birthday present, especially for a 40th, right? That's where my head's going.
I don't think so. I think it shows Ollie, too, that, look, mommy and daddy are still friends. We still care about each other without doing the romantic feelings.
Because he did ask recently if we're getting remarried, so I don't want to send him too much hope. You know, that was my biggest concern.
Well, then call Ollie and ask Ollie, what do you want to get mommy for her birthday? And then, like I said, sign it from Ollie then. It
I
takes
like that
you
idea.
Out of the equation other than your wallet.
Okay. Exactly. I've got to get on this quick. So if you've got any advice for me, 888-431-3764. What do I get my ex-wife for her 40th birthday? All right, here's to the
boys back home. Should guy buy a birthday gift for his ex-wife? It's a big birthday. It's a zero birthday. You guys have a great relationship. Is it appropriate?
Yeah, that's what I want to know this morning. A lot of people are saying it is. I think a gift card for a spa day is an excellent idea, says a 714. A lot of people are saying the same thing.
And I almost think, like, you should do it when she comes to California, because she comes out here a lot for work, and usually when she does, you take over Ollie for the day or whatever. Mm. When you have Ollie, let her go have a spa day. Get her a gift card while she's out here so she has a built-in babysitter.
I love that. I love that spin on it, because it's easy for me just to click a few buttons now and send a gift card right now to her email. But mm-hmm. That sort of looks a bit tacky. It's just like, oh, here you go. Here's a $100 gift card or whatever.
Well, and she's in a different state. So even if you get her a gift card, she still has to find a babysitter for Ollie.
I didn't think of that. I wouldn't have thought of that. That's why I asked you these questions. Thank you.
Daniel in San Bernardino, what do you think? Should guy be buying a gift for his ex-wife?
Well, personally, you break up for a reason. You don't get nobody no extra stuff. But if he really wants to get her something, double up on his child support payment. That should be a good idea.
Absolutely, you know? Not, dude. That's the one thing that's not happening.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't get her anything. You're already paying child support. What more does she want?
And I will say, I'm paying a huge amount of child support, which I enjoy paying because it goes to my son. But, whoa, I can't pay any more than that.
So, allegedly, it goes to your son. Hey, maybe for your birthday, she should give you a half price on your child support then. You know, something. You got to give and take. If there's no giving, there's no taking. Don't get her nothing, man. Just be happy you're separated and take care of your kids. Don't make it worse.
I want to know your past experience, which led you to this cynical attitude.
Yeah, Daniel, you sound a little bitter.
I got my wife sitting right next to me. I already asked this question if it was okay. She's not talking to me right now, so it's not a good idea to do it.
Sorry we got you in the hot seat, Daniel, but thanks for weighing in.
Wow. That was some of the worst ideas I've ever heard, but I love you, Daniel.
I don't think it's inappropriate. I think it shows Ollie that you guys are still friends. I wouldn't get anything romantic. And like I said, maybe the good spin on it is that you get a gift for your ex-wife and then just give it from Ollie.
That's another way to do it, which makes it very, very, she'll appreciate that a lot, I think.
Yeah, I think if you take Daniel's approach, it's going to make things a lot worse.
Wow.